Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses the current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. Stay tuned and listen to the movers and shakers in multifamily share their opinions and thoughts about what's old, what's new, and where the multifamily industry is heading in the future. You are listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Well, welcome and thank you for tuning in to Multifamily Matters, the only broadcast radio show in the nation that is solely dedicated to multifamily industry operations. I'm your host, Paul Marks. We have a great show with three special guests who are extremely knowledgeable and right in the middle of today's topic. Today, we're discussing an important and timely topic for the multifamily industry. Our topic is the impact of the Resident Experience app. Today, joining me by phone is Robert Galdon, the Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion, Alex Samoilovich, founder and CEO of Lively, and Brian Duggan, co-founder and CEO of Lively, and also the founder and CEO of Guardian Properties. Welcome, gentlemen.
Hey, Paul, how are you
today?
Thank you,
Brent.
Yeah,
thanks
no,
for
I,
having us.
Yeah, it's my pleasure, and this is a topic, and I want to start with you, Robert. You and I have discussed this on several different occasions. You know, when I go to, for instance, Apartmentalize or some of the other national or regional shows, and there's an expo, and you walk through the sea of booths that are there, you see one app after another. And I know you and I have discussed the fact that, you know, how is that all going to, how can anybody really work with all these different apps? And you told me early on that there was a lot of activity out there for trying to figure out a way to consolidate into a one app concept. And evidently that's starting to happen. What's your thoughts, Robert?
Yeah, absolutely, Paul. I think if you think about the experience and what we see on properties today and what's really moving forward in the industry, we're seeing that, like you had mentioned, everyone has an app connected to whatever it may be that they're trying to produce in that property. Let's just take access control. You know, that's just one aspect of this. But you may have an app to gain access into the building. You may have a completely separate app to access maybe the package room or the lockers in the package room. And you may have a third app to gain access to your unit. If you think about it from a resident experience, that's a pretty disconnected experience and probably not going to drive a lot of app usage. And that's just access control, right? What about, you know, paying your rent? What about maintenance tickets, communicating with your residents? And then on the flip side, what about the operators? And what type of efficiency does that drive if you're juggling 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different platforms? So it was only natural that the industry, you know, created this interesting and unique perspective that I like to simply call one app. I think our guests today will dive a lot deeper than that. But the way I like to think about it is you have a single app experience. That app allows you to gain access to the building, tells you that you have a package in the package room, maybe allows you to gain access to the unit or the locker, gives you access to your unit. You can pay rent. You can confirm you're going to go to the social. You can see your maintenance ticket was closed. So it's an amazing experience for the resident, and I think it's naturally where we're gravitating to. And we have some guests today that can speak, you know, very deeply around that experience from a resident perspective. But I also think we're going to see a lot of traction because it generates operational efficiency. It's much better for the owners and operators to be able to run their building, manage their business from a singular platform that connects all of these great experiences together. That's what I think the topic today is really about.
Okay. And Alex, I want to ask you, when did these apps start, as far as all the individual apps start becoming more prevalent? Was it prior to COVID? Was it was COVID something that accelerated it? What are your thoughts?
It's a great question. I think what we saw, you know, pre-pandemic, we saw there was the beginning or an evolution of the intersection between technology and real estate. And from that point on, we saw many different point solutions, products, services, features wanting to be distributed in the multifamily space. The industry ended up evolving into what is today prop tech, property technology. And I think during COVID, we saw an acceleration of these products and features and services being distributed in the ecosystem. You started seeing more and more apps. It started pre-pandemic, and it accelerated significantly post-pandemic as there was different problems and pain points that were created through the pandemic as well.
Yeah, and Brian, I when I would go to those same trade shows and expos, and I would see these booths with all the different apps and this technology that's available now. Of course, this is prior to the pandemic. When someone that I knew, I would see them in a booth, I would wait for them to get out, and I would ask them, "Hey, what did you think about that technology?" And many times they would say, "Yeah, I think it's got a place, but it's going to be a while before it happens." And then all of a sudden the pandemic hits, and there's this early or more accelerated adoption, as Alex said. You being having being in operations with a company, Guardian, tell me a little bit about what your early thoughts were on these technologies.
Sure. Thank you, Paul. Thank you for having me. Fortunately, both Alex and I have experience running and operating real estate companies and came together to solve this problem. And if I may, I'll take a step back. You know, technology in multifamily or in real estate in general has been around for a long, long time, right? If we think back only half a dozen years ago, we had great companies like Yardi, RealPage, MRI, and Entrata, which acted like the ERP system or the property management system for the entire ecosystem. But what happened over the last half a dozen years or so is that the pace of innovation was absolutely chaotic, right? There have been so many new technologies and services that were brought to market. Innovation is great, but without order, we have chaos, right? And so what we identified as operators of real estate is that we were being bombarded by new technologies and services on a daily basis, and it was just too much to handle, right? We simply didn't have the staff to review and perform due diligence on all of these different technologies. And for that reason, we identified we needed to bring an operating system to the multifamily industry. And an operating system is maybe a bit fancy word to say just a super app, right? A one app that does everything. But the concept of Lively is to solve that problem for the operator, like Alex and I experienced, and to have a single solution that would provide integrations to all of the different individual point solutions in the market, which makes consuming it on behalf of the property manager easier, and it makes consuming it for the resident easier.
And I think that certainly is a tremendous step forward as far as a solution goes, because I can't imagine how chaotic it would be to try and manage as a resident or even as an operator all the different apps that you have without some way of consolidating into this one app concept. Let's talk a little bit about the kind of apps that we're seeing residents really kind of latch onto. We've got about 2 minutes left, and I'll ask Alex that. What are the residents really interested in right now?
One thing I would like to kind of also take a step back in making sure to articulate what the real goal here is to do, similar to what Microsoft did to the computer industry. When you bought an IBM or Dell computer, you were able to buy it with the software embedded in the computer. Or when Apple was created the iPhone, you had the software layer on top of the actual hardware. I believe that's what and how we piece together the multifamily space within all these apps. Essentially, we become that Apple store within the buildings. And going to back to your question, the utility functions are the most important features that residents and tenants need, starting with payments, package management, maintenance, communication. And then we believe the key to unlocking the entire environment is access control. Those five pillars are the core utility functions that are utilized and needed in the ecosystem to get all the residents and tenants engaging. And from there, it opens up the endless possibilities in the ecosystem.
And we've got about 1 minute left. Brian, are there plenty of people who have these apps, these app developers, out there for each one of those pillars?
There are certainly, right? For any individual point solution, whether it be package management, events, community services, flexible payments, I mean, you name it. The amount of innovation in the industry is it's profound, right? And it's created an excellent opportunity for everybody to come together. But as I said, it's also created a lot of chaos. And so, you know, we believe that going forward, this innovation will not slow. It will continue. But we need to be thoughtful about how we execute on it, because the consumers, the residents, they're exhausted, right? And app fatigue is a real thing. What happens is the engagement will start to fall in communities as residents shy away from the technology because they simply have too many apps on their phone.
All right. Well, we are going to leave it here for this segment. We're going to be back right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters, because multifamily matters.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasting time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Balanced Asset Solutions is a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions at 619-415-6826. Visit the website at balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Your multifamily property's water and sewer rates are skyrocketing every year. The only way to lessen the impact is to reduce water consumption through water conservation. E-Conserve has pioneered a no-cost, no-risk water conservation program, and it doesn't cost you a penny. A property in Houston is saving over $196,000 a year with this no-cost program. Call E-Conserve today at 713-662-3220 for a free analysis of your property. That's E-Conserve at 713-662-3220.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials, or maybe you're worried about a pending audit? Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Well, we are back, and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. And today we're discussing an important and timely topic for the multifamily industry, the impact of the Resident Experience app. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone are Robert Galdon, the Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegion, Alex Samoilovich, founder and CEO of Lively, and Brian Duggan, co-founder and CEO of Lively and the founder and CEO of Guardian Properties. I do want to remind our listeners, if you would like to provide show topics, guest ideas, suggestions, or just listen to any archived episode of Multifamily Matters, please go to our website at multifamilyradio.com. Brian, I'll ask you this question. Let's talk a little bit about what are the key drivers for the adoption and also the resident experience.
Sure. Great question. I suppose the first thing I'll say is that the demand from the residents is proven. The demand is there. These residents are thirsty for innovation, for new technologies, for new services, and for events and experiences in their communities. So I think the burden has shifted to the owners and operators, right? And what's driving adoption primarily in our communities is when the property management staff buys into the technology, embraces the technology, and leans in, adoption increases meaningfully. And if we take a step back, we have a ton of empathy towards the property management industry because they're facing tremendous headwinds. While, of course, occupancies are high, the Great Resignation has made it very difficult to hire new staff. Wage inflation has made it difficult to afford them. More recently, the increase in interest rates has made it more difficult to acquire properties. So we think that these headwinds are meaningful, and the only way to truly solve them, to do more with less, if you will, is to embrace technology. So to answer your question, we think the number one key driver for adoption of new resident technology rests with the property managers and their staff, and embracing that technology, investing the time and money in implementing it, because the ROI over the medium term is definitely there.
Yeah, that's interesting. And Alex, I would ask you a question. Robert knows I'm a dinosaur. I'm an old guy, and technology is not the easiest thing in the world for me to deal with. Are you seeing more adoption, as it would seem like it would make sense in the younger, folks, the millennials and the Gen X's and so forth that are more familiar with technology and apps and maybe even a little pushback from the generation, people of my generation, who may be residing in some of the senior facilities? What are you seeing?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, similar to like when you think about the iPhone, the early adoption and adapters were the younger generation, this younger demographic, ones that were, had more exposure to tech savvy. Using examples like my mother would have never imagined her being able to be on an iPhone. She was, on those old Motorola and Nokias, big numbers, able to press. And today, my mother is an iPhone user and an avid one as well. And she's, I think, 85 as an example. So one of the important aspects that I think is going on that makes the implementation and adoption better is finding the right technology companies that have the correct, what's called UI or UX, the user interface or user experience. The companies that create the best UI and UX are essentially taking inspirations from the most common apps that are out there, like Uber, Instagram, Facebook, Airbnb, by taking those features and functions and putting those into the use cases that you would see. It creates familiarity for the consumer at any age or a demographic, and creates a lot easier of adoption because it's, you are now familiar with those functions, and you're less educating that consumer. So I think it's a combination of time and at the same time the correct software and technology, simplifying and using existing user interfaces that people are comfortable and confident with, so that they're not relearning new features and functions, if that makes sense.
No, that makes perfect sense. And Robert, I want to ask you, because I know Allegion, you're heavily invested in mobile access control. When you're talking to property owners and operators, how do they measure ROI, and also how are they measuring the resident experience?
Yeah, I think it's an interesting topic to kind of dig into. From an access control perspective, traditionally it was always around, hey, can you manage better efficiency for me? Is it something along the lines of I'm not having to rekey because I have now cards and fobs, or even as we move forward into a mobile app, or do I have the ability to draw an audit out of those smart locks? But today, I think the pandemic's really kind of poured fire on a topic we touched on a little bit earlier. It's around that operational efficiency. I think that's what's driving some of the adoption. And then if you can couple that with a great resident experience, as Alex just talked about, then I think you start to really see where that return on investment is, because you can manage your property much more efficiently, as well as create that amazing experience for the resident, which then kind of feeds back into the usage of that app. You know, Paul, I know you like to joke about, you know, being a dinosaur, but if you look at the Uber instance, for example, a lot of people traveling around and calling Ubers, you know, that span multiple generations, right? I flew into Boulder, Colorado yesterday. The number of users using an app versus a paper ticket is way, way up versus the number of paper ticket holders. So I think you can create that amazing experience that also then benefactors, how do you use that adoption? And I think that's what's really unique about where we sit in multifamily today. As you generate great user experience in a singular app, coupled with a great knowledge of what operators need to do to manage their building, if you can create that efficiency and great experience on both sides, and that goes for the resident as well as the owner operator, then it starts to feed itself. And what's really exciting about all of that is, like Brian's final point, access control is one of those key layers. And if you already have a generation ready to use their mobile phone to gain access to the building, which then can lay out a process of operations that generates a better experience while they're in that app, I think that's the magic of where one app sits. And then if you couple that with really great understanding of how to operate that building, which is what I think Brian and Alex bring to the table, then you have, you know, what I think is a perfect storm. An industry that's looking for more efficiency due to the labor shortages, a average renter that has grown up with technology in their hands, with great technology that can expand the number of users on that system. That's where I think we are absolutely heading.
Fantastic. Well, we've got about 3 minutes left in this segment. And Brian, I wanted to ask you to put your operations hat on for a second and tell us a little bit about when you're bringing on new technologies to your properties, what type of challenges do you run into?
Sure. Another great, great question. Of course, there's challenges across the board. Specific to Lively, I would suggest Lively is very robust, right? It is an operating system, and we have many, many, many integrations. And so with that comes a little bit more of an investment on behalf of the owner and operator to implement that technology. Of course, the return on investment is much greater, too, because the time savings are there. Taking a step back from that, I'd say educating the residents so they know what's available to them is very, very important. And once that happens, we see a virtuous cycle in that the residents end up promoting the technology and the usage themselves so much that the property manager can sit back and enjoy the benefits of that investment, right? And I do want to comment quickly on, Robert made two comments. He mentioned Uber, right? And early when he and I first met, I think he made a similar comment. If you take a step back 10 years ago, how many people, or even 15 years ago, would have been comfortable getting in a random person's car to drive across town? Mm-hmm. Well, very few, right? But technology has demonstrated that that can be safe and convenient. And the combination of software like Lively with access control that Allegiant provides really brings a connective tissue to the multifamily community like no other. And what we see is the residents really lean into that access control, and it opens up so many things for the community. Small things like the operator doesn't need to send a locksmith to reset the key, or you may have a dog walker that you can let in remotely if you're not there to walk your dog. Your home cleaner can access your apartment without a key while you're at work. We can go on and on about all the benefits that exist when you combine software with the hardware access control ecosystem.
All right. Well, we're going to leave it here for this segment. We are going to be back with our third segment right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you.
Looking for a solution to balance your assets? Tired of wasted time managing your day-to-day bookkeeping, buggy software implementations, inaccurate financials? Or maybe you're worried about a pending audit. Would you like more time to focus on revenue-generating activities versus accounting administrative activities? Here at Balanced Asset Solutions, we are a CPA firm that specializes in property management platforms, including Yardi and AppFolio. You can reach Balanced Asset Solutions now at 619-415-6826. Go visit our website at www.balancedassetsolutions.com. Don't delay. Call Balanced Asset Solutions today.
Control Wynette provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control Wynette only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Do you have multiple multifamily properties in your portfolio? Take control of your unpredictable IT spending with our managed IT services. Whether you have 5 or 500 properties, CTS has you covered with 24/7 nationwide remote and on-site support. Our pricing allows you to budget IT costs year after year with a predictable flat monthly rate. CTS provides the expertise, management, support, and tech infrastructure for all your properties. Call 888-255-9715 or visit ctsglobaltech.com for a free quote.
We are back and you are listening to Multifamily Matters. We're discussing an important and timely topic for the multifamily industry, and that is the impact of the Resident Experience app. I'm Paul Marks. Joining me today by phone are Robert Galdon, the Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy at Allegiant, Alex Samoilovich, founder and CEO of Lively, and Brian Duggan, co-founder and CEO of Lively, and the founder and CEO of Guardian Properties. I do want to take a moment and thank our exclusive sponsors that make Multifamily Matters possible: EconServe, providing multifamily water conservation solutions for properties across the U.S., Rev, the leasing management company. Rev is revolutionizing multifamily leasing. Control Wynette, providing multifamily video surveillance and remote guarding, solving your security needs. Allegiant, a leading provider of mobile-enabled products and solutions for efficient access control within multifamily properties. Balanced Asset Solutions, don't delay, call Balanced Assets today. And CTS, Complete Technology Solutions, making managed IT an easy business decision for multifamily. So, you know, we covered some things so far, building up to, you know, the acceptance and adoption of all these different apps and technology. And one of the comments that was made in the last segment was educating the resident. And I'm curious, at what point is the best time to educate that residents? Alex, do you want to take that?
Yeah, no, of course. I think there's an amazing opportunity to really capture utilizing technology in the resident journey and finding that moment in time when that prospective resident, it becomes an actual future resident, is we have that future resident status. And we think that the tech and onboarding and automation process is an amazing opportunity to really help in that resident journey. It increases engagement and download. This is a necessity and a utility. Things like when the resident and tenant needed to move in, there's all these mundane tasks they need to do that are disorganized. And now technology enables you to create and systemize and automate that process. Things like getting renter's insurance, things like setting up the actual utilities with the cable companies, being able to essentially set up your movers, and any other tasks that are needed to be able to coordinate your elevator and move-in dates. And for the property management staff, they have a very clear vision and transparency in which of those tasks are completed, fully automated, saving them time, being able to even issue their key credentials and giving them all the pertinent information. And that's all before they even moved into the building. By then, that resident has now seen and feels that amazing resident experience they've created, and prepared themselves for move-in. At the same time, opened up significant amount of capacity and time for property managers to focus on important aspects that they could provide additional services for residents and tenants. So that onboarding process creates high engagement, high download at a really great optimal time, and it's your first impression to the building with the resident.
And let's talk a little bit about this. Brian, with your operator's hat back on, how does this kind of tech support property management? And because there's obviously the benefit to the resident. How does it really benefit property management?
Sure. So we believe that it benefits property managers and owners. We can't forget about owners as stakeholders in this ecosystem in many, many ways. And whether it's Lively or other competitors providing technology, at the end of the day, our goal really is to increase NOI by streamlining operations and then increasing resident satisfaction that drives higher renewal rates and additional revenue streams. And at the end of the day, as both an owner, operator, and manager of a tech company, I would say the single most important thing that ecosystem can do to improve the value of building is to increase the renewal rates, right? The loss of tenants can be very expensive to a property manager, both on income, the cost of turn, and the timing and energy to release a unit, right? And the unified operating system streamlines all of these systems and processes, which reduces time, save time for the property manager, and provides so much convenience to the resident that we see a meaningful increase in renewal rates, generally about 10 to 20% in any individual community. So while there is a meaningful investment in both time and money on behalf of the operator, we have seen an even bigger return on investment there. If I take a step back, I'll just give a couple of quick examples. Sure. We've got a building down in Florida, a related group building called Icon Las Olas. And the management staff pushed back meaningfully on using our technology, our package scanning tools, right? And like you said, you're a dinosaur. A number of the gentlemen on the staff were pushing back as well. What they learned is they scanned 500,000 packages with our technology in the first 6 months. Wow. And saved over $18,000 of labor time, right? Well, when you cap that at, say, a 5-cap or a 4-cap, it's really meaningful. And so once the investment of time and energy is made, we really find that the staff embraces it. And then if you move to the owner's side for a minute, let's say you're an owner with 50,000 units, and we believe we can create, say, $10 of additional value or revenue per unit per month. That's $6 million annual revenue or cost savings. At a 5-cap, it's $120 million of enterprise value. So the return on investment is there, but it takes some time to get there.
Wow.
People ask me, what are the benefits? You get higher rent. You consolidate your technology so you can reduce your technology spend. And then you also have more intangibles like time savings for the property managers, et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, those numbers are amazing, and they add up quick. And, Robert, that's something that I know you've always felt strongly about in our previous discussions about where technology was going to take us. Talk a little bit more about some of the things you're seeing.
Yeah, so from that perspective, Paul, I think if you think through all of these components and the investment that both Brian and Alex are talking about, and you get the fundamental components in the building, those different technologies plus the access control, from our perspective, that's where we're focusing the most. Then you have the ability to tie all those things together in that single app. You can generate all types of new use cases once the investment's made, right? You can start to look at self-guided tour. That's the number one thing that I'm asked today. I can't believe we've moved on from how do we solve package delivery. It's still a major headache, but how do we get into self-guided tour? I think the pandemic really accelerated people's interest in being able to meet their residents or their prospective customers at where they're at. We're finding that a lot of people want to be able to toward these buildings on their own. Well, if you have the access control system unified into that singular app and you can create that experience across the single app layer, you are on your way to self-guided tour. All the other things we've talked about, right, the enablement of package delivery seamlessly to the package room or maybe even to the unit, and then once you get to the unit, it doesn't have to be a package. It could be services, dog walker services, food delivery. Those type of things start to enable even more of an experience. And not everybody has to adopt that experience, but it will most certainly be there, and it's easier to enable and turn on. That's where we're seeing a lot of it. So for us in the access side of the industry, we're really excited about where this is moving to and the actual traction that we're seeing in the space, because it's going to light up more doors and it's going to enable an even better experience moving forward.
We've got about 2.5 minutes left in this segment, and Brian, I want to ask you, what type of friction do you experience when these technologies are rolled out, all the new tech on properties across the country?
Sure. There's friction from most stakeholders. So friction from residents oftentimes is driven by app fatigue. So a resident will push back if they have to log into multiple apps, which is, of course, the friction we're here to solve. There's also friction between the relevant technology providers. So in these ecosystems, let's say a multifamily community hires half a dozen different companies to provide technology or services. That also creates friction among the technology providers in terms of how do we collaborate. A plug again for Lively, that's the benefit of the operating system, is it is essentially the app store for the building that enables the residents to access all of the many different disparate technologies and services in the building. Lastly, the most important friction that we see is friction with the property staff. Without full engagement and support from the actual on-site property manager, the software tends to, quote unquote, die on the vine. And so we see the owner may embrace the tech, the property management company may embrace the tech, but if the actual staff at the building aren't supportive of it and haven't bought into it, engagement really suffers, which is why we spend a lot of our time trying to educate the property managers that if they will invest their time in using the tech, it will pay rewards over time.
All right, well, we're going to break it here with this segment. I want to come back to that with a question right after we take this short break. We're going to be back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters right after this short break. You're listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
In a world where keeping up with an ever-evolving technology landscape continues to be a challenge, Allegion helps property managers cut through the noise to supply their residents with the amenity most critical to the digital generation, mobile access control. Ideal for the multifamily market, Allegion has designed mobile-enabled solutions that streamlines access while providing the security and benefits for developers, property managers, and residents alike. To learn more about Allegion's access control product offerings, please visit usallegion.com/MFM.
Control by Net provides communities with video surveillance solutions accessible 24/7 from any web browser or mobile device. Our remote guarding reduces crime in garages and mailrooms. Many top owners and managers already utilize our services and love the single sign-on feature to see all properties. As NAA and NMHC members, Control by Net only serves multifamily. Our cloud and managed video solution is consistently voted easiest to use. We meet any compliance requirements. Visit us at www.controlbynet.com or email us for a free site survey at crproperty@controlbynet.com.
Well, we are back with our final segment of this episode of Multifamily Matters, and we're discussing something that is important and timely to the multifamily industry. Our topic is the impact of the Resident Experience app. I'm Paul Marks, and joining me today by phone are Robert Galdon, the Director of Multifamily Channel Strategy for Allegion, Alex Samoilovich, founder and CEO and co-CEO of Lively, and Brian Duggan, co-founder and co-CEO of Lively and the founder and CEO of Guardian Properties. We talked a little bit at the end of the last segment about the friction that occurs, and Brian, I think you were talking about the fact that property management and on-site teams buy-in is really where the friction is. And you even gave the example that if the owners and the management company all buy in. But my question is, as an owner, if you found that this was something that you were investing in across the board, and you had a property, you know, three states away where the team wasn't really buying in, how do you get that buy-in from your on-site teams?
Well, thank you for that question. I hadn't expected it, but it certainly sets us up for a new feature we'd launched. But the first thing I'll say is one of the things we do is we try to build rapport and trust in the on-site teams. And one of the ways we can do that is by demonstrating we are totally agnostic. We are an open ecosystem, right? Willing to partner with any technology, whether or not they're competitive to us. Again, the App Store concept, or if you think of Google being very open to technology. So whether it be access control, for example, we have Robert Galdon with Allegion on, whom we're a very close partner with, and we do have full integrations with. We also have integrations with all of their partners, the other access control providers. And by being agnostic and providing integrations to all of the players in the industry, we really establish ourselves as a trusted advisor so that the on-site staff can open up to us and help us understand what their problems are and build a relationship from there, right? The other thing that we've identified candidly is that they simply don't have time. Again, we talked earlier about the great resignation and wage inflation. And I think if you were to survey third-party property managers, they would say their number one pain point right now is staffing. They simply can't find the people they need to fill their communities, which isn't surprising right now when we have more job openings than we have people looking for work, right? And so one of the things we did is we launched a new service called XPM, short for Experiential Property Management. And we did that recently this year because we simply couldn't solve the problem that you asked about how to get buy-in from the on-site staff. Even once we establish ourselves as a trusted advisor, sometimes they just don't have the time. They simply don't have the time to invest in building out the tech system. And we are a complete tech stack. And so with XPM, we now do it on behalf of the property manager. So we have hired a large group of remote teams that work offsite in Lively offices on behalf of the property manager to run that tech for them. And we believe that this experiential property management, or XPM as we call it, really will be the future of prop tech for multifamily, because we can do it on a fractionalized basis more efficiently than they can do it with full-time staff.
That's fantastic. Robert, we've got about 4 minutes before I want to transition to something else, but I wanted to ask you, because I know you had some thoughts about kind of the confusion that's out there with the technologies. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we see a lot of confusion out there as a byproduct of closed systems. And to Brian's point, being an open ecosystem, having the ability to be, you know, integrated to multiple platforms, even though I know he's integrated to my competitors or on the lock side, it's an actual advantage for property managers, owners, and operators, because it enables them to get to yes. It enables them to understand that, yep, the systems that I've already invested in, I can also now use, carry forward on the single app experience with a partner like Lively. So that ability to say, yes, you know, we understand what you've invested in. Yes, we have integrations there. It's a much more progressive conversation. It alleviates all of that confusion that we see up front versus the closed system, which says, hey, you know, you're limited with the number of partners or who you can integrate with, or in some circumstances, you know, that experience or that app is not available because of the system that you're in. So I'm a big advocate of the open ecosystem, of having that kind of partner mentality and enabling that experience, because we know every building is slightly different. Every ownership group is slightly different. So I think that's, you know, for the better and really where we see the most traction in the space.
Yeah. And Alex, we've got about 3 minutes left before we transition to something. I wanted to ask you, I know I've had this discussion with Robert when it comes to access control. You've got, you know, obviously when you're when you're building a property, you know, from the ground up, developing a property, it's easy to be able to specify the types of things you want. But there's such a huge inventory, excuse me, of existing properties across the country that have, some that were built 40, 50 years ago. How does all this work in properties of different shapes, sizes, and ages?
It's a great question. I think it's very important when thinking about the type of assets and what stage you're in. We had created a concept early on where it's very important. We called it the digital design architecture layer. I think it's a newer concept. And in construction and in renovation, you typically have these architectural drawings, and then you have a lot of the different consultants and cutout sheets from electrical to plumbing. I think the new future concept and, you know, planning will come from this digital design architecture layer. And that would come from, you know, the different use cases that you would need and want, which would help. And I think picking the right technology that is open source, as Brian and Robert alluded to, is one of the most important aspects of a success, of having high likelihood of success with and longevity with your technology. Because the multifamily industry is so fragmented with different hardwares and softwares, it's very important to have an open ecosystem and plan accordingly based on the type of building, shape, structure, material, layout, configurations. All of that comes into place in the design process. So, being partners with the right hardware players and having the ability to be an open ecosystem and laying out the right infrastructure day one is an important part of the long-term success of and longevity of the technology.
All right. Well, this is a topic we could talk about for several more segments, but I want to transition and kind of find out a little bit more. And Brian, I'll start with you a little bit more about what you're doing and with Lively as well as with Guardian. And if someone wanted to be able to reach out to you, how could they do that?
Sure. Thank you. And thanks again for having us on today. At Lively, of course, feel free to check us out at lively.io. Most of our time and energy is really spent trying to revolutionize and disrupt this very chaotic prop tech industry with our operating system. I'd ask that your audience think of Lively as a trusted advisor in prop tech. We truly are agnostic, right? We integrate with everybody. And whether it be our individual operating system or what Alex mentioned, digital design architecture for those multifamily people or those individuals building new construction, it's very important to get in touch with us early, because we can help you understand the digital layer as you're building the multifamily building. And once you have it up and running, please recognize that our operating system, it helps digitize and streamline all of your operations. It will actually save your property manager's time. It'll provide your residents mobile access to all the key features, such as paying rent, maintenance, package management, et cetera. We offer a marketplace of amenities, services, and community programming that'll bring your buildings to life, right? So experiences and the digital ecosystem are the amenity of the future. And those owners and operators that recognize that residents want to feel part of a community and they're mobile first will differentiate themselves going forward. And then lastly, as I said, it's important to know that we have a new service called XPM, which can help run the software for you. So for those operators that want to be more tech forward and want to offer these services to their residents but just don't have time, give us a call because we can not only provide you the technology, but we can run it for you.
Give us that, that website one more time.
www.lively.io. We couldn't buy the vowel, so we've got Lively pronounced Lively.
Okay. Robert, tell us a little bit about what's going on with Allegiant right now.
So Allegiant, again, we are the parent company of the Schlage-Lock company, as well as a number of other fire and life safety devices. But our mission and mantra forward is to enable seamless access. And so for multifamily, that could be everything from the smart lock on the unit through the access control products at the door around your perimeter. And then beyond that, we're building partnerships and ecosystems with companies like Lively and others to enable that seamless experience. So if you want to find out a little bit more about us, you can always visit us at multifamily.allegion.com. And I'd encourage anybody to check out our resources page where you'll find not only links to our partners like Lively and others, but some of the use cases that we've published on the adoption of smart locks and these technologies.
Fantastic. I do have one question that I want to ask each of you. We've got about a minute left, but that is, what are your thoughts right now on the industry making a comeback when it comes to the conferences and the trade shows? Is everybody planning to be at Apartmentalize in person this year?
I'll jump in first. So we will be at Apartmentalize. I think I'm starting to see a lot more attendance. I'm seeing attendance pick up quite a bit, and we're almost back to pre-pandemic levels. I also think that we're seeing a shift in conferences. It's about the networking, maybe less about the actual products you see in booths. So I think the conversations need to be had, and the networking experience is really where it's at. Maybe we'll start to see more of a inviting area where more intimate conversations can happen at those conferences.
All right, and about 20 seconds left. Alex, your thoughts?
Yeah, I echo that sentiment. We will also be at Apartmentalize, and I definitely agree that I think people are ready to come out strong and continue to build in-person relationships, their networking effect. I think there's a fresh breath of people looking to transact. I believe this year has been a strong start in all aspects. And, you know, we've also seen a lot of attendance, and it does seem like it's getting to pre-pandemic levels as well.
Fantastic. Well, we're going to have to leave it here for this segment of Multifamily Matters. Thank you guys for being on today. We're going to be back next week with another great topic and power panel of industry experts. You've been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.
Thank you for listening to Multifamily Matters, a weekly radio show that discusses current topics and trends in the multifamily industry. To find out more about the show or make suggestions for topics or interesting guests, go to multifamilyradio.com. You have been listening to Multifamily Matters because multifamily matters.